What next for students to make the right career choice? And assuming the points are somewhat are in the, effectively in the bag, what's the right thing to be doing next? Liam Horan is managing director at Slea Nua Careers. What do you do, Liam, if you have, you know, the points in the bag now? Maybe you've got points enough to do, I don't know, say medicine, and but you might really want to do mechanic.
Yeah, it's an interesting point or question, Scott, that sometimes gets drowned out in all the noise about points and H1s and all this kind of thing. You know, somebody who gets very high marks may well be more behaviourally suited, more, you know, be more interested in, may have more strength in a course that's lower down the register, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
But yet we have created this get maximum points to do the maximum courses. And to me, my work is in career development with people kind of after this stage. It's not the way to achieve career success or career happiness because you're going to what you're academically capable of doing, but there's an awful lot more to being happy and fulfilled in your career than merely fitting the academic criteria laid down, you know, by the... Well, the academic criteria is a competitive criteria as well. Yeah. It's based on supply and demand.
It is, Liam, and
a measure of, yes.
And accept exactly what you said. But just to go back to him, and I just mentioned, and well done to Mohammed Mahmoud for his eight H1s. Generally speaking, the points are highest for medicine. So the people who can achieve these phenomenal grades go on to study medicine and become doctors. But there doesn't seem to be any factoring in at all of an interest in people, a good personality, or any of the other kind of softer skills. And it must be like that for a lot of different career choices, Liam, mustn't it?
Absolutely. And I meet people who 5, 10, 15 years down the line regret the decisions that the likes of that young man are going to make around about now because they gravitated towards courses for often the very wrong reasons, you know, because their parents recommended for them, because their parents did it, because they got the points. Mm. You know, I sat with a young man who was about 24 years of age one time. He should have done an ag science degree. Everything about this man, if you met him, pointed towards ag science. He loved agriculture. He loved the technology of agriculture. He loved the agricultural environment. He loved sales of agriculture. Yet he did a business course. So when I said to him, almost exasperated, why did you not do an ag science degree in UCD? He said with a very straight face back, because UCD is not in Galway. And all his friends were going to Galway. So reasons people make their career decisions are wide and varied. And, you know, at this time of the year, I'm always saying, you know, don't get distracted by whether you got good points or bad points. Look to what you're passionate about. And that's a huge cliche, I know that, but look to what you're actually interested in, what you're good at, what you enjoy. So, you know, some people are good at doing something, but they don't enjoy doing it. How often have we seen people with really natural ability turn their back on something?
You'd be much better off doing something you can enjoy. And I suppose that finally then, Liam, I mean, parents then, they can always consider bringing that newly leaving certed person with all their points to someone like yourself and go and just have some sort of conversation about what you really fancy doing because you have the points to do nearly whatever you want.
Yes, and we have developed a technology actually, and people can get it on our website, sleanoacareers.com/yoka, Y-O-C-A, and that actually asks the key people in your life, yourself, your parents, teachers who might know you well, ask them all the questions about what is this person? What are you actually suited to do? What would you enjoy doing? And that's where it should start. I'm always afraid that we've created a points-led or a course-led career world. So
we have.
I think, well,
The Leaving Cert's behind us all, thank God. Liam Horan, thanks very much for taking the call.